RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
Dr. Pam Peek, New York Times bestselling author and founder of the Peek Performance Center, and Michelle King Robeson, leading women's advocate, entrepreneur, and founder of EmpowHer.com, host the show everyone's talking about. It's time for Her Radio on RadioMD.
Well, I'm Dr. Pam Peek, and I'm here to talk to you about a very, very special campaign. And this campaign, Move for Minds, is all about Alzheimer's awareness. This is so terribly important. And, you know, this has been spearheaded by a wonderful and dear friend of mine whose name is Maria Shriver. Maria Shriver is a mother of four, a Peabody, an Emmy-winning journalist and producer, a six-time New York Times bestselling author, and an NBC News special anchor reporting on the shifting roles, emerging power, and evolving needs of women in modern life. She creates socially conscious television, books, films, and digital media with the purpose of informing, inspiring, and igniting hearts and minds in discussion that produces positive impact in the world. I had the pleasure of meeting Maria when she was California's first lady during the years 2003 and 2010. And during that time, she spearheaded what became the nation's premier forum for women, the Women's Conference, which I spoke at, and it was just absolutely fabulous. I had a chance to be able to meet someone I consider to be a fabulous role model and someone who is also speaking to a topic that I consider to be exceptionally important, and that is women's brain health. We don't have enough of that, and I want to be able to now spread the word from Maria Shriver herself. Maria, welcome to Her Radio.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm so delighted to be here with you, who I consider a inspirational leader in this space. So I'm excited.
Oh, thank you, Maria. Well, listen, everyone wants to know, Move for Minds, tell us what this is about, because I'm so excited about this campaign and what's going to be happening on May 21st.
Well, thank you, Pam, and thank you for being such an integral part of it. Move for Minds is focused in six cities. It's a partnership with Equinox Sports Club, and to get women to understand that Alzheimer's and brain health is their issue, to understand that this is an issue of our time. And so what we're doing is, in these clubs, we're bringing people together who can help us understand what Alzheimer's is and isn't, what we do know and what we don't know, and what we can do. And I'm trying to get people to get focused on their physical health and show them that it's connected to their brain health, and raise money so that we can do some gender-based research and answer the question, why are people getting Alzheimer's at such an alarming rate, and why are most of them women?
Why did you get so involved in this, Maria?
Well, my dad was diagnosed with Alzheimer's back in 2003, and I started looking into the disease, trying to figure out what it was, how could someone who was so smart and seemingly so healthy end up not knowing who I was or who anybody else was. And the more I looked into it, I discovered that the majority of brains that were being diagnosed were those of women, that women were disproportionately impacted in terms of caregiving, having to leave their job to care for loved ones, whether it be a mother, a sister, a father. And I thought to myself, why is there so little funding, so little information, and why don't women know that women are being disproportionately affected? Why don't women know that Alzheimer's is coming to their doorstep? And it's not just because women live longer, and it's not a normal part of aging. So I've become determined to spread the word and get people interested, get people informed, and to get people rallied up about what they can do.
As you did your due diligence, because you've done so many wonderful news media pieces about this, what were the shockers for you? I mean, when you said, oh, my God,
shocker,
I had no idea.
Well, the big shocker was the shocker that the Shriver Report uncovered several years ago, was that Alzheimer's disproportionately impacts women. two out of three brains that are being diagnosed or that are being affected every 66 seconds belong to women. So that was the big aha. The other big aha was, you know, the federal government spent $6 billion on cancer and AIDS, and they spend, I think it's now like $800 million, and that's new, on Alzheimer's. Like, why?
Wow.
And also, the big aha was that you can be going along for 20 years and Alzheimer's is developing in your brain and you don't even know it. So there were a lot of ahas here. And also the big aha of telling people that their physical health, their body health, is connected to their brain health. Now, that might seem like a duh, but it isn't. You know, it isn't and it hasn't been. So that's why we're doing Move for Mind in gyms, because I'm trying to say to people, you know, being fit and being healthy doesn't just mean that you do physical exercise. What does it mean to have a healthy, fit brain? Can you actually have that? Is there anything you can do? So many people I meet say, well, there's nothing you can do. They have no cure for Alzheimer's, so I'm going to give up. And I'm trying to say, no, we need you. There's a lot we can do if we do this together and if we make the connect the dots for people.
I just love that. And the fact that Equinox hopped on board with you is absolutely wonderful. The event apparently is going to be 3 hours and takes place at the Equinox Sports Clubs between 2 and 5 p.m. in Boston, New York, Washington, D.C. Hey, I'm going to talk about that one. San Francisco, Los Angeles, and Irvine. You know, in Washington, D.C., I'm going to be actually one of the experts during that time and really trying to reinforce everything that Maria just noted so beautifully. And that is, yeah, you know, Maria and I, because we're smarty pants, know that there is a mind-body connection here that's incredibly powerful. But so many people out there don't realize, especially women, that the way they take care of their bodies, everything from sleep to stress to nutrition, and most definitely how they move their bodies. Sometimes I don't even use the E word. I just say physical activity. Just getting up and,
right,
and assuming the vertical a heck of a lot more. You know, I always say Sister Genevieve Kunkel, one of the great nuns from the nun study from about 15 years ago, was one of my little neighbors here in Baltimore. And when I interviewed her once, I said, you know, what are your secrets to longevity? And she always had these great one-liners that ended up on television. And she says, well, I have but two good traits. I'm alert and I'm vertical. And the vertical part of that was she just kept moving. I never saw her sit down. And so there's
well,
that physical
engaged
activity thing.
I assume she also kept engaged, right?
Oh my gosh. She got her second master's degree at the age of 90. Unbelievable. She just was totally interconnected, was very much engaged, had those social connections, which were so terribly important, and that oftentimes we blow off, especially as we age, when many of our family and friends are passing away. And we got to maintain those connections. And I know that your work really helps support our knowledge about this. I am so looking forward to May 21st. Everyone in those cities, please, and get on over to the website, and that is mybrain.alz.org. And we've been talking with Maria Shriver.
No, that's not the website, Pam. It's
Go for it. Oh,
Move for Minds.
All right, Move for Minds.
Yes, and CrowdRise, and even if you're not in one of those six cities, you can support people who are to the increment of $10
yes.
or $20. You're registered,
awesome.
I'm registered, and that's
yes.
the place to go.
All
Move
right.
for Minds.
Move for Minds. The other one was just a general Alzheimer's site. All right, I'm Dr. Pam Peek. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and shoot us your questions at askher@radiomd.com. Stay well.